Yo, what up?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Good.
Yeah, she playing?
Yeah, man. You better hurry up in there, man. She's about to go on stage right now.
Another harmony, like, loving you ain't nothing
helping. Oh, yeah, okay. That's ready? Ready? All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to A Love Story, and this is Emotional Roller Coaster.
Last night I cried, tossed and turned, woke up with dry eyes, my mind was racing, feet were pacing. Lord help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. Ran my 3 miles to clear my mind. It always helps me out. It's my therapy.
It's your girl Nina Capone, and you are tuned into the hottest mixtape in the world, in the radio.
Yo, what up, world? It's your girl, Nina Capone. You already know I'm right here. Kind of on a delay, but it is what it is. You know. So, anyway, just to get everything started here, I got my boy in the building, our new co-host, and sometimes host, because I might be falling back. But we got my boy, Mr. Critic, in the building. Holler at your girl, 347-215-9590. If you have any questions, concerns, shout-outs, shit like that, just want to holler at the new host. You definitely can. Holler at me anytime. We're going to be live on air tonight. We're going to be kind of going over a whole bunch of things. I mean, a whole lot of things. I'm actually trying to sign into, like, in different places, but it ain't happening how I needed to happen here. But it's cool because we're going to keep it moving. We definitely got, we connected here. We online. We doing what we do. All right. We're going to play a little bit of music, not too much. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of shit to cover. Mr. Critic, you want to say hello to the people?
Hey, what up, people?
What up, people? He don't have a whole bunch to say right now, but we're going to get him warmed up, you to the mic, and then I might have to fight him for it sooner or later. You already know. But we want to talk about a lot of stuff right now. We want to start by welcoming Mr. Critic to the show. Mr. Critic, he has a public speaking background. He got a background in technology, business, shit like that. So if you out there and you looking to get information on any of these topics, definitely holler at us. We always live on air Tuesday nights, 347-215-9590. You can holler at us on the website, industriesradio1.com. You can also download the app on Google Play. You can download it on BlackBerry World. And soon, you can download it on your Apple iPhone device. A lot of stuff going on, so make sure you get the app. So make sure you can stay in the loop. Got to know about the concerts. Y'all know what's coming. Industries Radio, we know we do it big in the summertime, so stay tuned for that. Got a lot of stuff coming up, as usual. Lately, Mr. Critic and myself, we've been kind of going around, and we started a little review thing here, only because we got a lot of opinions about where we eat and where we go and events that we attend and things like that. But we've been out here eating. Y'all know, like, I'm like 40 pounds heavier, I'm lying, but yeah, we've been eating healthy, but we've been out here just kind of visiting restaurants locally and just checking things out. I mean, you know, you win some, you lose some. So far, I don't think we had any negative experiences, have we?
No negative experiences so far.
I don't know. I can't think of nothing. But we can definitely, we got a list of places that we actually went to. We definitely checked out Nifty 50s up in Glen Olden, which was dope. We had a lot of fun there. We took the kids out, and we was in there. You know, we had some. What did we eat? When we was there? I know I had a, I think I had a, bur- no, I had a cheesesteak.
Yeah, you had a cheesesteak. I had a burger. You got to get a burger at Nifty 50.
I know, but I needed a cheesesteak at that moment. Then we had some milkshakes and some onion rings. Okay, so that was it. The onion rings was crazy good.
Yeah.
For no reason. I'm not a big onion ring eater.
Onion
so
rings.
If you're looking for some good onion rings, check out Nifty 50s up in Glen Olden. The service was crazy. The atmosphere is retarded. If you're looking for that whole Nifty 50s, back in the 50s type of atmosphere, you definitely get it there.
Yeah, they'll even give you a paper hat.
Oh, and they got paper hats. Long story, but they got a paper hat. We also visited Cafe Soho. What's that, up in Germantown?
Up in Germantown, off 5th Street. It's a Korean food spot.
Yes, Yes. That food. And if you check out my Instagram, y'all can follow me on Instagram, Anina Capone 1 and Mr. Critic at underscore, what is it? The underscore Mr. underscore Critic. Both on Instagram. And we on there and we post up food. Yeah, just food. That's what we do. We post up all the food from all the places that we go and we eat. And it's dope. And y'all should check that shit out because it's serious. And the food be all right. It be like, you know, the pictures is crazy. You know, pictures is worth a thousand words. So definitely go in there and check out the food on them joints. Where else we go? We went to Four Seasons. Four Seasons is spelled P-H-O-A, the number four in Seasons. So that was funny as shit. I mean, but it was a good, we couldn't read the menu at all. Well, I couldn't. I didn't know what I was reading.
No.
Everything looked like soup. And it, I just don't sound like a good review. All right, this review is going nowhere. Everything looked like soup. So, like, mainly, if you're looking for, what do you call that kind of dish? What do you call
that? That was Vietnamese.
That was Vietnamese?
Yeah.
All right. If you're looking for Vietnamese and you don't know what you want, and you wanted to be underwater. What did we have? I don't even know what I had.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know either. Okay, I don't know what I was eating.
It was like some noodles and some rice.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was weird. It was weird. But it worked. It was actually delicious. That's the crazy thing. It was definitely delicious. So that's Four Seasons. Y'all can, if y'all want this information, it'll also be on the website. And you can check it out. Like, that's on McDade Boulevard. It's a good spot. It's up in, it's Collingdale. It's a good spot to go if you're looking for Vietnamese food. I mean, oh, we also hit, last but not least, Chuck's Alibi. And that's up in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Chuck's Alibi in the Northeast. Let me tell you. And actually, I'm going to let Mr. Critic tell you about Chuck's Alibi. What do we have there? Because I don't remember.
We had the big-ass fish platter.
It was a big-ass. It wasn't a fish platter. We had all types of shit on there.
Yeah.
It was like seafood for two. Something in that nature. It was like seafood for two, but it was so freaking good. It was good as shit.
It was, you posted the picture up on your Instagram.
Definitely did. Oh, my God. That food was good as shit, too. Like, I can't even lie. Like, it was so good. It was finger-licking good and all that. So, we did that. We definitely did that. I think I'm about to get logged in the rest of the way here. But, yeah, that was definitely good. Shout out to my new hairstylist, Marquise, over at Crazy Hands. And that is on what, Baltimore Avenue? Yep. Was it 52nd Street.
No,
53rd?
54th in Baltimore.
54th in Baltimore. My new stylist, who is amazing, his name is Keith. And he's super dope at, like, everything. And I'm probably going to get some feedback. So I'm going to have to turn off one of these mics here. Can y'all, I think y'all can hear me now. Keith is absolutely amazing. And he does wonders to my hair. He takes care of me. And shout out to Keith. Shout out to the entire staff at Crazy Hands for looking out for me. Shout out to the boss man. For having us come down. They had me come down and actually become sit on a panel for an up-and-coming event alongside, you know, some other celebrity guests. It was kind of dope. And they had a bunch of artists come out and perform. Shout out to the artist that was there performing. Shout out to DJ Killer Kyle and DJ Big Brother. Definitely held it down. That was fun. That was a good event. That was also at Chuck's Alibi.
Right.
Basically, what he's looking for, and we're gonna actually get him on the line in a little bit, but he's actually looking for some artists, hip hop artists, R&B artists. You got like a whatever you do. I mean, you do music and you play something, you do something. You got the opportunity to actually perform down at, what's the name of it, Parks Casino, and you can jump in and catch me anytime you want here because I'm just like just going ham. I'm over talking, Mr. Critic. He hasn't been critical about anything just yet, but trust me, it's coming. I hear him talk this shit all the time. But we also attended the I Love Hip Hop show, and of course, you know, your girl had an open mic. I was on the cypher because I couldn't help myself. So definitely at the I Love Hip Hop show, that is a definite must do. So if you're not doing anything on a Friday night and you need a little hip-hop in your life or you just love hip-hop, definitely want to go down there to Parkside Banquet Hall and check that joint out. Yes, dope. I mean, it's a lot of fun. Energetic as all hell. It's this dude in there, this muscle head. I don't know his name, but I should have said that on air. He might be listening. It's this dude with this big-ass muscle head, and he be doing, like, these outrageous moves with his head, and I don't know. After 3 or 4 shots of tequila, it's just he is the life of the party.
He was the star of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's dope. All artists, if you're interested in coming out and grabbing a mic and doing what you do, this is the place to do it. You can actually sign up at ILoveHipHop.com. That's ILoveHipHop.com. The website is active. You can actually sign up and do everything via the website and come on down and, you know, show your skills. And, you know, after 3-4 shots of tequila, I might jump in. I don't know. I'll battle you. But I need about 3 or 4 shots of tequila.
I like that one. There was a lot going on at that time. Ciphers and it was a show. Lots of drinks.
Absolutely. Contests. Everything. I talked to the bar attenders and the buying us some drinks. Shout out to the bartenders down there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to the bartenders everywhere. Shout out to Encore. Encore treated us like king and queen of the ball. Like, it was so serious. Shout out to everybody down there, Encore.
Over on, what is that,
Gerard Avenue? That's Gerard Avenue.
Over on Parkside, too.
Oh, my God. Yo, you've been out the Encore and you had a fishbowl. And it's other drinks that we had, but you can just check them out on my Instagram because I don't know. After the first drink, I don't know what I'm ordering after that. Like, it's a wreck. So, and they kept them coming. So, it was just like some big giant cups that I had. So, y'all ever see me with special cups and shit? Just understand that I'm in a Capone. They be pulling them cups from out the back somewhere. I don't know how it goes down, but it goes down. You know, so me and my partner, we're out here, reviewing. We're coming out to events. We're sitting on a lot of panels this summer. We got a lot of stuff going on, messing with a lot of labels. So if you're actually looking to get yourself signed, actually looking to get some money behind you, looking to get, you know, on some events, some concerts, some shows, you know, little small performances, big performances. We definitely, you know, we got some connections definitely out there. We're reviewing, you know, clothing lines. We're reviewing restaurants heavy because we're greedy. We're reviewing especially events, me. Clubs, like, oh, that's your thing?
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, out of all this stuff.
The restaurant. Because ain't nothing like it. Like, you know, you get to go in there and it's always trying something new. And that's the basis of what we do. That's why it's dope. That's why it's definitely dope. So we got a great job here. We teamed up, and this is what we're doing. So if you're looking for somebody, you got an event coming up, and we don't know about it because a lot of stuff we don't know about. We only know what you tell us. You got to hit us up. You can definitely have y'all got questions for my new co-host. Damn, holla at him. We right here. We doing our thing. Of course, we're going to play a little bit of music. Then we're going to get we got the boss man himself, Mr. John Hall, coming on the line shortly. He's going to tell you a little bit about the opportunity to come out and perform tomorrow night in front of a couple major players there. You know, Tony Camello, he'll be in the building. A few other heads will be in the building. Definitely looking for some talent. The talent, the winner, actually, I mean, your opportunities are limitless once you're in front of the right people. So we're not going to just say it's for you to actually perform at the Parks Casino, but you don't know what you're going to walk away with. You don't know what that actual A&R, you don't know who's going to be in the building. You don't know what they're going to think of you. I mean, it's going to be a lot of money in the building. If that's what you need to get your project started, you definitely want to come out and support that. And that's also posted on my Instagram. And that information, I don't know. You probably have to actually go to my Instagram. I can see if I can pull it up right now for you. But that right there, that's going to be in itself, you know, a great opportunity. So make sure you come out and support that. And like I said, I'll repost it if you don't see it there. I see the boss man calling me like 4 minutes ago. He's anxious to talk to everybody. So the
boss man
himself, like the boss man. Yo, he's a dope individual in itself, a hell of a performer. Energy is amazing. So definitely looking forward to working with him and getting stuff popping and, you know, seeing what we could do. You know, collabing, getting together, you know, ain't no crab in the barrel over here in the streets radio. Y'all already know we support everybody. If I don't support you, it's just because I don't know about you. So definitely holler at me. You can submit your music. All the information is on our website at In the Streets Radio. That's INDA, Streets Radio, the number one.com. Again, that's INDA, Streets Radio, the number one.com. Yo, we on there. We looking for new music. I'm not pulling nobody coattails. Yes, we do interviews. If you dope and you got a story to tell, you definitely want to holler at me. Follow the instructions. I'll get right back to you. We're going ahead, you know, we got an application. We got a mobile app. We have access to people's phones.
You invaded the internet?
We've invaded the internet.
You're in everybody's pocket now.
Right. Not only do I have access for you to tune into me, but I can just shake your pocket and make you, yo, what you doing? Check us out. We right here. We right here right now. So understand the level of communication that we got going on here in the Streets Radio. We're not just, you know, sending out emails and what else? You know, emails and blasts and tweets and shit like that. At this point now, we're sending push notifications through to your mobile devices. Do you know how powerful that is to be able to send a push notification to somebody's mobile device? That's big. That's all I got to say about that. That's huge. That's huge.
Oh,
like,
my gosh, you're so modest.
I know, it's huge. I mean, I'm impressed with my damn self. Like, everybody can't do that. You got to be able to stay ahead of the game. You know, you got to be able to take it to the next level. It's a lot of people out here who, you know, it's a lot of artists out here, a lot of radio hosts out here who kind of get stuck in that, oh, you know, we got people calling, and that's great, but who's downloading your music? What happens afterwards? What's your plan B? What happens after you went viral on the internet? What are you doing next? What's your next step? You know what I mean? So you got to build. Yes, I stood down for a minute because I needed to watch. Sometimes you got to take a moment to step back and see what's going on out there and say, you know what? I got to do this different because that's just what it is. Sometimes you just got to stand back and do shit a little bit different, see what's happening, re-angle everything, and try it once again. And that's just what it is. But we are going to jump into a little bit of music. Then we're going to mess around. We're going to come back on the line with a little bit of Mr. The Boss Man himself. A little bit more of Mr. Critic, who has no... He ain't critiquing nothing right now. He's sitting here like he a guest on the show. But we working on him. All I got to do is really say something that pisses him off. You know, it's coming because I can't help myself. So, you know, and he'll say something either to curse me out. You might bring a part of Mr. Critic out that shouldn't exist. Because y'all know I got away with words or whatever. Right now, we're going to jump into a local, one of my homies, Mr. Steve Kush with Slumdog. Yo, this joint crazy and pop. Make sure y'all stay tuned. I'll be right back. I promise.
I'm up and now they jumping ship. I'm birthday Owen, only worry about my own life. One that I'm controlling, getting faded too long. It's fucking up my emotions, not to mention my motions. I'm pulling up in that protege, even though it's so today. I know I'm gonna be riding nice when I'm getting older age. Cause I don't got time to play. Losing my mind, but I'm rhyming away. Find a way to make money every day. I ain't no child smoking on that loud, blowing money fast. Don't like the weight, hit the weed and I levitate. Work hard, take no breaks, no days off, straight to the cake. Hit the crib, back the bone, take one to the fucking face. On the path to greatness, cause I'm never pump faking. If I talk it, then I got it. If I say it, then I made it. Still thinking about the paper. We over tipping waiters, feeling fly. My denim's blazers all black like the fucking Raiders.
Millionaire, I'm trying to be a millionaire. Millionaire, I'm trying to be a millionaire. I know working hard and grinding, that's what got me here. Slumdog, millionaire, slumdog, millionaire.
Storytellers just like Dr. Seuss. Meanwhile, I'm grinding, trying to turn that bus into a coupe. Bet that bitch won't have no roof, just so you could see me, son. Started off on welfare, and now I'm buying what I want. My city love me like AI. Fuck any bitch if I say hi. They might play that straight shit, but the money make them play by. Story of a winner, ate cereal for dinner, cause the refrigerator empty, got a nigga getting slimmer. Now it's Kobe beef for dinner, snap my fingers, get another round. Progressive nigga, complacent town, still the same nigga that you seen around. I'm just a overthinker, not that much of a drinker. Hit a bong on occasion, leave my eyes slanted Asian. So AP, we was gon' make it, that's even if we take it. Slumdog Millionaire, real niggas versus fakers.
Millionaire, I'm trying to be a millionaire. I know working hard and grinding, that's what got me here. Slumdog Millionaire.
Get a lace to the ceiling, sliding down a pole.
Yo, it's your girl Nina Capone. We got Mr. Critic in the building. You already know we here. That was the official one and only Go Get It by your girl Nina Capone. Yeah, take a little Lee Mazin.
Go get it.
That's right. Y'all know I'm always after something. Ain't gotta be you. Ain't gotta be your shit, but I'm after something.
Always after something.
So, back to the basics. We about to holler at my boy, the boss man. The one and only Mr. John Hall, the boss man. We ready to dial out to him. See what's up with him. Let him tell y'all a little bit about what he got going on. So I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to go ahead and dial his number. Because Lord knows how long it's going to take me. Because that's just where I'm at right now. And this is a good thing. Let's see if we can dial this number out. We're going to call out. Get the boss man on the line. Bring him in. And he can give y'all some more information. If you got questions about this event that's happening tomorrow, please feel free to holler at your girl. Holler at me right now live on the air. Y'all can talk to him. I'm not holding him hostage. I will interrupt his conversation so you can ask him any questions that you need to ask him. You may have heard of him throughout the city performing on his thing. This is the boss man, one and only. He does this James Brown thing that's dope. It's crazy. So holler at your girl live on the line, 347-215-9590. Let's see if we can get the boss man on the line real quick here.
You have reached Mr. John Hall, the boss man. If you are calling for an engagement,
all right, so we get
name, your number, and a brief message.
All right, so we got to try that again. Apparently, he don't want to answer right now. We're going to try him back in a moment and see what's going on with that. Mr. Critter, you got anything to share? Because he called me twice. So I don't know if he got busy or what have you.
Well, you don't got no signal. What service, boss man?
Are you critiquing the boss man?
I'm critiquing
phone?
The boss man right now.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the boss man, but we need to get the boss man on the line. Because, you know, he wanted to tell his piece, and that's what we wanted to happen. So let's give it another try.
See, I know it's raining. There. His signal might be weak.
I don't know. It's ringing now. Let's see. He didn't go straight to voicemail this time.
Boss man.
Hi, boss man. It's your girl, Nina Capone. We got Mr. Critic. We on the line. The street's ready. How you doing,
boss man?
How you doing?
We are wonderful. Feeling good tonight. You know, going
to I tried to cut it on your page, but that link has got another date on it. It got something about Valentine's on there.
Oh, yeah, that was a little old. That might have been an older link.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but, we've been on the air for a minute. I done my talking. So, you know, I know I did some posting today about your event coming up tomorrow. And what that leads to, but I didn't want to give away all the details and information. So,
right.
You know, if you can, first of all, you know, we need to know who the boss man is. So if you can give us something brief, you know, people can look you up and stuff like that. But just give us a little brief, you know, explanation of who you are, where you come from, and what you're doing.
Well, the boss man came along many years ago where I started off with the Flamingo Dancers in Philadelphia. It was me and three little guys. But I was one of the original Flamingo Dancers coming out of North Philadelphia. They used to be called the Flamingo Dancers, the Flamingo Kings, and the Flamingo Queens. Also, we had Ralph Feek and the Steppin' Uniques, Mr. Dwight Smith, Will, Bill, Rob, and them. We used to all go from different cabaret halls and dance at clubs and stuff. From there, in the year of 1980, I got with a recording group by the name of Philly Cream from out of WMOT Records. We was all part of Philly International. We put out about three or four albums together. And then from there, we started traveling, going into the casinos, doing shows. And we wound up getting a booking agent by the name of Miss Norma Michaels. And from there, she sent us to Singapore, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and we went to, like, London, different places like that. Upon coming home, me and my dancers got back together for a minute. We traveled with Mr. James Brown for about at least a year and a half. We started doing the Uptown Theater. We came to be the number one dance group in Atlantic City for Club Harlem. But being with Philly Cream, go ahead.
No, just to stop you a little bit. I know you did the dancing and everything like that. So you, mm-hmm. so you were pretty much in the industry, doing the industry thing. And I just want to talk a little bit about that because, you know, it's a lot of right now. We are in Philadelphia. We are the heart of Philadelphia. We are, you know, Philly legends, as per se. You know, what could you give another the up-and-coming artists? Like, what's the, you know, it's a lot of struggle right now. We got the identity crisis. We have the music that's just not, you know, they don't know how to make. A lot of artists out here do not know how to make, you know, songs that's going to last forever. So, like, how did you keep your relevance all these years? Like, you just said you came back and you just jumped back in the game. How did you keep your relevance all these years?
Well, my faith in God, for one, you know, kept me strong and going strong in what I believed in. And, you know, God is blessed me with a talent. So I started the showcases to help the younger ones out there to come aboard and show their talent to the promoters and the record companies. Right now, I'm A&R for Tony Carmello, who is also Barry Gordy's right-hand man at Motown Records. And now he has TC Records joining with Atlantic Records. Also, I have connections. I'm also an A&R for Parks Casino. And I take different groups inside of there. And what I do right now, tomorrow night, we will be at Boris Lounge down on 3rd and Chestnut Street. And we have people coming in from North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, and the tri-state area. They're coming in to showcase their talent. And in the house tomorrow will be Mr. Tony Carmello. We know that he's an 8-time Grammy Award winner, right, songwriter. He will be in the house looking at this talent. So my job now is to encourage all the younger ones, all the ones that's out there thinking that you got to sell drugs on the street corner to make it. No, don't have to do that. You know, if God has blessed you with a talent and you have to know the people that's in the industry. One thing about me, I came through the struggles of the streets of Philadelphia, you know, with the dancing, with the singing with Philly Cream, and now I'm putting the showcases together. I know what the struggle is. I've been through the struggle. And what I want to do is take you right to the source.
Right.
You know, Tony Carmello and Atlantic Records and them, you know, they believe in me. They know if I'm going to bring somebody in that is going to be definite a talented person. I have met so many talented women and young men here in Philadelphia and throughout Philadelphia and our tri-state area that they are multi-talented. Like my son right now, Willa Mays, he has a gospel album out, you know, and I look at him and I say, wow, you know, he's following my footsteps, you know. I thank God for that. But these young guys now, if they get in contact with me by coming down to Barber and showing their talent, you know, my first thing is that I take them into Parks Casino and put them on a showcase. The next thing I do, I take them down Baltimore, and I put them in a club that holds over 2,000 people so they can be seen. You know, then the third step is if you really have that voice that we're looking for, we're going to give you a recording contract.
We just did
this for a young lady out of Maryland by the name of L.A. Love the Boss.
Her
album with myself on the album will be coming out next month, you know, with the blessings of Tony Carmello and his staff. And we'll be performing, you know, all throughout the tri-state area and hopefully going back overseas.
Okay. So basically what this is leading up to something. This is not just like a one-time showcase where they win something. And that's a thing, like, I don't know if you had your eyes open and seen what's going on. It's a lot of events going on throughout the city. And you know what Industries Radio, what we're trying to do at this point is promote where you need to be. Something that's going to be beneficial to the artist. You know, we are the voice of the artist. So being as though I'm the voice of the artist, I need to make sure that the artist is getting pointed in the right direction to get on shows that are worthy of being on. I mean, a lot of times we even got to pay to be on shows nowadays. So what about getting on shows where it's going to benefit you in some type of way? You know, to get you to a record deal or even a touring deal or even a chance to perform at something, a venue that's relevant where you can put it on your resume and it looks good. So, you know, that's why, you know, that's why I support you and support your movement and what you're doing and a couple other promoters out here as well.
And I thank you for that.
Thank you for you have been
a great help and a great strong supporter from the first time that we met. I mean, you always had real sincerity in anything that you do, and I always encourage you to continue doing what you're doing, because the people of Philadelphia and out throughout the tri-state area, we need more people like you, Nina. We need that. We need people that's going to actually put the word out there and help these young people to put them in the right direction, you know.
Right.
So this showcase that I'm doing, that's why I made sure that I had something to bring to the table. And being an A&R, I'm bringing something to the table where, though, if they pay to be in the showcase, they can look forward to, if you got that talent, even though I have my judges there, my judges look at you. I am the overall judge because I know what the casino is looking for. I know what the record companies are looking for. And if you got what it takes, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to talk for you. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to push you to make sure that you get that deal, you know. And for the women out there who think that they got to sell their body to, you know, get a deal, no, you do not. Use your talent. Use your talent because a lot of women have came to me.
Buffman, you're bringing back something that disappeared out of the game here. It's really that old school advocate. You know that they don't exist anymore in the music business.
Right.
You know, somebody to go out and really fight for the artist. That's something that's been missing for many years. I mean, back from when I was 13 years old and first hit the game, I had an advocate. I had somebody to walk in and represent me. And, you know, artist development just does not exist anymore. And when you go to a label or you go to perform, they want to see a finished product already. So, you know, what we do is basically what I'm saying, what you're doing what I'm doing from another level. You know, we're creating platforms for you to practice, for you to hone your craft before you go in front of these people. Like, we can put him in front of Tony Carmelo, but that don't mean that he's going to fall in love with you. You got to come on your A game.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
That's what it is. Like, I show a lot of people when you perform. You perform like it's 400 people to 4 million people in the building every time you perform. You know, and I say that, you know, I give you a round of applause because that's level in which artists, young artists need to see it because they don't know about it.
That comes with a lot of training, you know. My partner, Dwight Smith, Valerie Ford and Damon Williams and Robert Dustin, when we was in Philly Cream, you know, we trained hard. Sometimes we would get up in the afternoon and we would get in the mirrors and we would just practice and practice. And if I move my left foot, he moved his left foot. You know, like you said, this is the art of development. You have to develop that profile that you got to have on stage. It's not just the way the rappers do it today, just walk back and forth across the stage. No, that's not entertaining nobody. You have to learn how to look back at those that came before you. My inspiration came from James Brown, Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, you know, the Temptations, and my overall main group I love was Blue Magic. These guys were steppers. Same way Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I used to watch these individuals. And I used to say, what is making these guys, you know, so fabulous, the way they perform? I mean, and I developed that. And I actually practiced so hard that, you know, I get mad at myself. I critique myself a whole lot. I'll go back and look at my videos, and I'll say, oh, man, I should have done this, or I should have done that.
Right.
You know, and I try to make it better and better every time. And this is what I would do for any artist. You know, you could think that you got it, but I'm going to critique you very well. And when I get finished with you, believe me, when you go before Tony Carmelo or you go before anyone that's in this industry, they're going to know that you are a polished act. And that's how you got to come. And that's how L.A. Love the Boss is. She was a polished act. When I saw her, I knew she was ready. I said, wow, all she needs to do is just get in front of the right people. And when she came strong. And boom, they gave her the deal.
Wow.
You know, so I was so proud of her. And she just turned 18 years old, but she'd been writing songs since she was 13. You know, so now
Boss Man, it's a lot of people out here who think that they have that talent. I don't think they understand the hard work that goes into, you know, getting there. It's one thing to be able to rock your friends. You know, you sit in front of your friends, everybody praise you. And I think in the hip-hop world now, it's changed a lot as well, because more or less, they got groupies around. They hang with a bunch of friends who hype them up like, yo, you got it, man, you the one. And then you see the performance, and the performance sucks. It's ass. You know?
Right.
It's not working. And
that's right.
You know, it's like, right. What advice do you have to the, and I'm going to say the rappers, because, you know, it's like, I mean, what you do is a form of a hip-hop and soul. You know, you do a performance of the Godfather himself. So that's, I think, who
right.
we all model. But what kind of advice do you give the rappers now, like you said, who walk back and forth across the stage?
Well, a lot of them need to actually learn to look at dancers. Because when I look back at rappers, one of the main groups that stood out to me was Kid and Play.
Right.
They didn't just rap. They danced at the same time. And so was Big Daddy Kane.
Right.
He was like that. He had his dancers with him. They gave a show. They wasn't just rapping. They gave you a show at the same time. So automatically, these rappers today, you know, I know they all put their little, you know, lyrics together, and they be getting in their little group in their circle and stuff. You could start off like that. Hip-hop started off like that, with just taking a pencil and banging on something, and they just rapping to it. But then you got to develop a whole show around yourself, because people are not going to pay money just to see you get up there and you think you're spitting some good words, you know, and you're not. If you want to learn some real good words, then you turn to people like Tupac. You turn to them type of rappers. And you look right. at the words and what's my man, Will Smith, positive, never did any cursing. And look where he at right now today, making movies.
Right.
You know, these rappers came along, and they was in the game, but they knew how to develop their craft. And the ones I see today, they need a lot of artist development. Like you said, the record companies don't do that no more. They want you to come polished.
Right.
So my advice to them is to really just go.
It's all about product now, you know, and I think it's more or less the game has gotten lazy. I mean, you know, when I started out in the game, it was no sleep. It was no sleep, you know, shows every single night, you know, and the shows were high energy. You know, we were moving around. We worked up sweats. We were dying at the end of the night, you know. And you know, the drinking and partying and stuff, that came after you had some money or when you had it the end of your week. You didn't do that every night. So I think the game has really changed. I mean, for me it has. You know, we didn't incorporate partying. I wasn't allowed to go party after I had a show, because I had a show the next day and I needed to do as well as I did that night for the next show, you know. So I see a lot of a lot of new artists come in the game. They, you know, they do a show. After the show is the after party. Like I tell people all the time, I didn't attend after parties. You know, even if I did a walkthrough, it was time for me to go home. This is how I remain relevant. This is how I kept up, you know, myself in the game. This is what it was. So, you know, and it's like I see a lot of that has changed, you know. And, I mean, if you could just share a little bit, I mean, your experience in the game as well. You know about the after parties. I think me and my partner here, Mr. Critic, we were talking a little earlier about friends, having who's your friend in the game and people around you. So if I could just have you talk a little bit about that, you know, to get the listeners a little bit about people around you in the game, how you are when you get out on the road opposed to having your real friends in that real regular lifestyle.
Well, for me, when I'm on the road and I'm traveling, doing my shows, you got to have positive people around you. For one, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't indulge in no type of drugs. I try to have people around me that's just like that. You know what I mean? That them after parties, we know what comes with that. A lot of trouble comes with that. I mean, if you're sincere about your game, you know, it's going to be women there trying to come at you. You know, you don't need that. That's leading you down the wrong path. I mean, we've seen experience with that with Mike Tyson and them. You know what I mean? So, you know, in this rap game, get your rest. Your body has a right over you. Okay? You've been up on the stage all night performing. You're sweating. Get you a good shower and head back to the hotel. You right. mean, go back and get that rest you need for the next day. If you're sitting out there and you're drinking, now you're tearing your body down. Okay? You know, you don't need to tear your body down. You know, you got to be a smart man in this game. You know what I mean? If you actually looking to try to make the real money and the good money and put the money up in the bank account and take care of your family and your children, then that's what you do. You know, but if you're trying to hang out there and, you know, want to be seen with all these people and all that, and that's what these rappers today do. They want to be seen at the master parties. The master right. parties ain't good for you. They ain't good for you at all. Because all you're going to do, you're going to get in trouble. Somebody's going to be keeping watching eye on you. Now you got your name being spread like some type of dirt in the media. Okay, now they're throwing things out there at you. I mean, we see this all the time. You know what I mean? So these rappers today need to look back at what we used to do in the past. And some of them can't look back because they don't know. They're just now growing up. You know, so, you know, it takes people like us to show them by example. So you need positive people around you. Spiritually, I always tell people this, you have to be put together mentally, spiritually, and physically put together. If you're right. missing any one of them, you're not going to last long in this business.
No, not at all.
You know, you gotta be a thinker. You gotta be physically in shape, and you gotta have a little spirituality about yourself, and have right. that respect. You know, for that stage, like me, people call me a transformer. They say, you know, boss man, I see you on the street. I talk to you, you know, and I look at you, and then when you hit that stage, you're a whole complete different person. And I say right. you're right, because I come to be the artist that I am, and I know when to turn it on. And I know when to turn it off. So you can get on that stage and turn it on, and you can take that same stage attitude and take it off stage with you. Now people are not going to like you because you stayed in that same mode. You got to know how to transform back to the intelligent person.
Right, that character. I talked
to right.
about that character. You know, you and I both can relate to this. I'm a character. You know, I'm Nina Capone. But then, you know, mm-hmm. I'm Nina, the business person as well. And that right. sometimes you have to, like, I'm very educated. I'm very smart. I'm very business. I know everything about business. I'm an entrepreneur. But at the same time, I got bars. So when I feel right. like going up on stage and being Nina the Capone, the rapper, you need to know how to separate those two. You know, and I'm a mom. I have to come in the house and be a mom and listen to the slick shit that my daughters tell me, you know, and be able right. to sit there and feel like I'm no fool. You know, so
that's right.
And that's the separation. I think a lot of artists don't, like you said, they don't know how to turn it off. You got to know when to turn it on, when to turn it off. What we do is we act. It's acting. It's a stage, and you know the world is our stage. We got to know right. when we're acting and when we're not acting. You know,
right. But it's, you know, it's something that I really want to address with these rappers, right? Because they took something and they ran with it. And it wasn't really part of that game of rap. The young ones be on the stage with their pants down, you know, showing their underclothes and stuff like that. This is not something that we did back in the day. This is a form of disrespect. It's a disrespect to your mother, your sister, your aunt, and women in general, that you shouldn't really be on stage with your pants down. I mean, I'm like looking at this like this is crazy. You know, this was something that they did it in the hip hop thing in New York as a dress model code. That's what it was. But it wasn't for them to take this and do this every day.
Right, right, right. But you know, boss man, a lot of the young artists now don't know where that came from, what it was for, where it came from, why people,
right.
they just kind of... They, it's like follow the leader. You do something, they
right,
do it. I
mean, right.
you know, like that's why I give them trendsetters, and it's not.
Right.
It's a trend.
That's right. Like that's why I give high respect to my son, you know, Willa Mays. He just as a young man, you know what I mean? And he see these things going. He asked me, Dad, you know, why did they do that? You know, I say, that's ignorance. Because you're following something that you really don't understand. One thing about, I tell my sons, and I say, you got to have knowledge. You have to seek knowledge in this world today.
Right.
You know, if you want to be, you're going to be a father one day. You're going to be walking in my same shoes. I had to raise you. I had to raise your brothers and them. So you're going to be in my same shoes, and you have to, if I'm going to lead by example, I'm going to lead by a good example. But right. That type of example that I see what they're doing now, that's a bad example, you know? And that's why he chose to go gospel, because he see that in the gospel area that it was more, you know, dress code and respect for the women.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, boss man, we about to get out of here shortly, but if you can go ahead and just announce the event for tomorrow night, again, with the address and everything, and I'm going to be sure to promote it on the website. It'll also be some push notifications to everybody that has the app. So we're going to be sending out that information as well.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful night. Even though it's going to rain, you know, I'm looking forward to all the artists to come out because, you know, they're going to perform. And after they perform, I'm going to have a nice brief talk with them because I'm letting them know that it just don't stop right here. Because I'm going to be doing these showcases once a month. And I'm looking for this certain artist that I'm looking for. And it may be you. It may be anybody out there. But if you got what it takes, then you need to come to the showcase. And my showcase is titled In the Spotlight Showcase. This is the only one with this name. My partner, Elise Garrett, who's from out of Maryland, you know, we work together very strong and making sure that we make the right moves in this business. And we got great backing. I mean, it's unbelievable how God has blessed us. We have a man by the name of Earl J. Wolk. His last name is spelled W-O-L-K. This man here is a billionaire seven times over. And his whole thing is to help the young ones that's trying to get in this business.
Right,
and it was
right.
a blessing that this man came along. You know, and then Tony Camello, he steps right in and he says, boss man, I'm with you. Because if you're trying to make a change and the title of it is to make a better world, if we can make a better world through the music, positive music, just giving people energy, taking them back and making them stand to their feet and clap and be proud and go home and say, wow, that was a beautiful show.
Right,
I paid
right.
$40 and I know that what I paid for, I got every bit
right.
of it.
Right, right.
That's the kind of entertainment I want to bring back to the stage.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I think, you know what, and I'm behind you 100%. I think you got what it takes. I think you got the talent and the experience to find those artists as well. I mean, it's important. You know, a lot of people don't have time for this that part of the business anymore. And I commend you on what you're doing. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get a song out. I'm going to get off the air in a moment. But I want to thank you for calling in, just being on the show, giving us this few minutes of your time.
Thank you.
We will definitely, you know, my partner, Mr. Critic, will definitely be in the building tomorrow to support you. You know, I hear. I got your back. You need something, you yell.
I know. I'm looking forward to meeting your partner. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
You met my partner. You with me the last time.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
That's the gentleman getting ready to be a husband.
Yeah, he's about to be a husband.
Okay.
And we turning up. We get ready, you know, do a clean sweep of the city. Try to a little bit.
Mhm. It's something that we need to do, and we need all those out there that's feeling the way that we feel. You know, if they want to come to the showcase, you know. I don't know if it's good to get my number out, but I allow you to give it out to them. I mean, you have my permission.
I have the flyer posted on my Instagram. I am going to also post it on the website. So people can also find all the information and details for tomorrow night's event on IndustriesRadio1.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, IndustriesRadio1.com. You can always hit me up, you know, via the website, wherever. I'm always available. Like I said, on Instagram, I'm always on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, I'm always there. They can definitely find me and holler at me. So we will definitely be in touch. I will see you tomorrow. And again, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having my back. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to give the artist an outlet because it's important.
Yes, indeed. You know, so. Yes, indeed. Well, I thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very
I thank
welcome.
You for having me and actually letting me share my thoughts, you know, and letting them out there know that, you know, I'm there for them. You know, the boss man is real, it's true. For those who didn't believe it, you know, you got to come and see it because, you know, it's a blessing in disguise that God has given me this blessing, and I'm willing to share it with you. And if you actually are serious, and like I say, I want those that are serious. If you're really serious trying to do this, then come get with me.
There you go. You heard it here first in the streets radio. Serious inquiries only. Don't waste your time. So
that's right.
Definitely been a pleasure. We're going to get out of here in a minute. We're going to close out with a little bit of Miss Asia Sparks with Faja.
Okay.
Sparkman is. He the Faja of the game. So y'all definitely got to pay respects. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears to the streets. Nina Capone in the streets radio. Mr. Critic. We out of here. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, that listened. We here. We will be back next Tuesday with more guests. We got Mr. Critic who's ready to start running his mouth now at the end of the show. Y'all already know. Yo, boss man, I'm out of here. It's been a pleasure again. I will see you tomorrow, love. You have a wonderful
evening.
I'll
see you tomorrow. It's on the pocket.
The very sexual. The very historical.
No, we don't need no help.
SG representer.
We came to fuck shit up.
Money is the motive, but this ain't Wayne flow. All our money talk, follow our lingo. Follow us on Twitter, fuck who girls winning. I'm riding in the Rangers, keep riding in the Benzes. Dance up in the Maybach, pretty goons, you can't change that. Niggas all on my back, back, red bone, ass fat. I'm sitting on them, no potty, you know I always be with that cash at. Oh, shawty, that's a man. Now we at the mall, had the nigga spending. Pussy say burn, had the nigga chilling. And if you ain't know, bitch, I'm in the building. White house with a backyard, black horse, I'm running shit. Track stars, it's Asia, and I got bars. I got the game on lock, cop bar. I'm riding round town, blowing on that la-la. We getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Cause A-Fox in the building, she just doesn't call a father.